This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, there's the familiar open to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. TalkRadioCountdownShow.com is where you hear the weekly archives, the weekly podcast of this broadcast. And because it's Thanksgiving weekend, the normal other player beside me, Michael Harrison, is with his family and his new grandson. So that means that I have brought, it takes two people to replace Michael. How about that? And they're both talk radio savants. I've started using that word. I kind of like that.
I can't
Holland
breathe.
Cook is,
gobble,
a,
gobble.
Is a turkey, yes, and has been in the throes of radio, especially talk radio. He's been a music guy like all of us have been. Bob Klopfenstein, who has run some of the best talk radio programs and stations in the country.
You can call me Bob K.
I know. Well, I do call
you. Only my family calls me by my last name.
Well, only you and I refer to each other by our real names.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's real name is Marvin, and my real name is Dudley. And there's a duck story that goes with that that's probably not worth repeating at this point in time that Holland will share with you at some time, an appropriate time. It's a radio duck story, but it's not important in
from
the
WBZ throws.
And WBZ Boston.
Get this, within a year, WBZ has to move out of their old Soldiers Field studios.
I know, isn't that awful?
Historic building, historic studios, they got to get out.
They've been sold.
Mm-hmm.
I think all those radio stations that are in there will be gone. They've been sold to different companies, and as we see what the... It really is. That's a travesty. I can remember going into that studio as a kid. I bet all of us... Holland, did you ever go into that studio when there were the best, the jocks that were so famous, that were BZ jocks when...
That's hallowed ground in the studio on Soldiers Field Road in Boston.
Yeah. Right. Right. I'll tell you this. Speaking of talk shows, that was the first talk show I ever saw was in that building, I guess, the one you're talking about.
When
was
Jerry Williams?
Yeah. I was a kid, and I went in, and it was the weirdest thing. I was too young, but, you know, I was just some little kid. I went in there, and he had a huge table that was all set up with covered in clippings of newspapers.
Oh, he was
brilliant. And it was the weirdest thing before he went on the air. I mean, it was a big table, and it was just covered in newspapers. Were all cut to pieces in the particular stories. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at it, thinking, "Oh, this is way too heavy for me. I don't want to deal with this." Whatever. This
Jerry Williams was one of the forerunners, really the fathers of the talk radio genre.
I remember that building.
And they don't. We talked about that earlier in our other hour of broadcasting, how these people don't exist anymore. They don't. They're not Gene Burns. There's no Gene Burns. There's no equivalency for Gene Burns or for Jerry Williams or Michael Jackson or, you know, any of the people that were the fathers of this format. They're just not around.
Radio has become a less enticing career path. Mm-hmm. For people, because so many shows are national now, and there's much less local radio to be the farm team that it used to be. But those voices are still being heard where Joe is heard. You know, they've gone to the internet. They're podcasting. They're self-publishing. They're using YouTube. So what we call radio now, lately called audio, isn't just AM and FM anymore.
No. Holland Cook and Bob K., Bob Klopfenstein, Joe Crummy, who is the host of his own podcast called Evil Thoughts, as Holland is suggesting. That's where a lot of people who are creative are going because they don't like the lack of creativity that is mandated by these big corporate entities that own the three big companies now that own at least two-thirds of the radio stations in the country. There are still smaller companies, though, that are surviving. I was just talking to a fellow who is part of a group that's buying a radio station in Hawaii. And they all are radio pros, and they're great guys, lots of fun. So there is that element that's still there, but it isn't as pronounced as it was when we all got started. Okay, so
well, when we all got started, aspiring young radio guys in cities you had to name the state after, we would jump in our $500 cars and drive within earshot of New York or Boston or Dallas or whatever the big city was
to hear
how the big guys did it. And the irony of today is that some of the most innovative radio is being done in the smallest markets, which the big companies haven't bought up yet.
Yeah.
And there's still the mom and pop owners who did radio well when radio was such a local thing.
Yeah. Well, local, the problem, Holland, with that is that people have come to expect that there are no mistakes, that there are no farm. You mentioned the farm team. There isn't a farm team anymore because people, even on the smaller stations, expect it to be a polished, professional presentation, and that wasn't always the case. When all of us were doing our act on these small stations, I started in Tiffin, Ohio, for God's sakes, and worked in every station you could imagine in southern New England. I remember working at WNRI in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, for $1.85
10 miles
hour.
From my house.
Yeah, where Bob lives now. And where I'm, interestingly enough, the program that I do Monday through Friday is on that station.
That's right.
Now,
who among us early on hasn't produced a clip for the Christmas party blooper reel, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bob's got some things, Holland, of mine that are really moldy oldies that we're... that he could have some fun. We could all have some fun. Even with you were a jock on a couple of really credible radio stations before you went in the talk field, right?
Sure. Yeah, that's where Rush Limbaugh came from. You know, politics.
Yeah, where I came
hobby
from.
Horse.
Right.
But he was a disc jockey who understood attention span. Mm-hmm. Which lately has become an oxymoron, and getting into TV will really humble you because we live in fear of the clicker.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's still about doing a good show.
Yeah, it really is, but moving it along. And speaking of moving it along, we're going to go through the stories, the official list from Talkers Magazine for this week, the week of November 20th to the 24th. And we'll all have our say about some of these issues that are here. Michael Harrison is off, back again next week. He's not looking for a job, nor am I looking for somebody to replace him. But I'm happy to have Bob and Holland here, along with Joe, to represent the thinking from different points of view and different experiences, because that's really what the mainstay is of conversation radio today, or if it isn't, it ought to be. Meanwhile, for those of you who are looking for a job, end of the year, not happy with your job, not happy with the digs, I would suggest you put your CV, curriculum vitae, isn't that how they pronounce it? Curriculum vitae? Vitae? Yeah, no, it's vitae. Your resume online at ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter is so different from the other job sites that you can, I mean, they're all, they're good. They become very much a part of Americana, as everything is that's on the net. But in this circumstance, you post the desired position, you post your credentials, and it gets matched. If you're a candidate for a job, somebody's looking for what you've got, they'll find you using the tools that have been set up by the software at ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com puts the smart matching technology to work by matching you to a potential employer in just hours. After a job is posted, you'll be put into the match routine. Then the person who's doing the hiring can see you, compare you to other candidates, and if you're the right one, it will find you, they will find you, and you'll have a new job. How about that for excitement? No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get great quality candidates right away, because the software goes out and finds the people and brings them to the table, if you will. ZipRecruiter is by far the smartest way for you to hire. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV in order to use ZipRecruiter without cost. Yep, it's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, please. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen, our business could use a new laptop. And Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Limit one.
87 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
Shop Kohl's Cyber Deals in-store and online this Saturday. Saturday is the last day to get more bang for your buck. $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Plus, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, cashmere sweaters are just $31.99. Sleepwear for the family is $7.99. And bedding sets are only $63.99. This Saturday at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer, valid November 25th through 29th with promo code DEALS20. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
17 after the hour, talk radio countdown show. Holland Cook, Bob Kay, Joe Crummy, Doug Steffen. Here's the list. At number 10, the continuing anthem protests, and what a bunch of nonsense that is. Number 9, David Cassidy dies as Charles Manson croaks. I think that's a better way of referencing Manson. The feuds, the Trump feuds, this time with Ball. What a waste of time. The AT&T Time Warner merger, net neutrality is number 6. The Trump-Russia investigation, more red herrings, number 5. North Korea named on the terror list. What have they been waiting for? Number 4. The GOP tax plan, number 3. Sexual misconduct allegations, number 2. And Roy Moore, he should get the Turkey of the Year award because that's what he is, in my opinion. That's number 1. I think that's a miss. If Michael were here, I'd argue with him about that. The people list, Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell at number 10. Manson at 9. David Cassidy at 8. LeVar Ball at 7. Larry Nassar at 6. John Conyers, who will be retiring soon, at 5. Joining the old Letches Club. Charlie Rose is already in the old Letches Club. He's number 4. Al Franken may be a member of that. It depends on what continues to be the focus of the people who are naysayers. Roy Moore, another old lech, number 2, and Donald Trump. I don't know where he is on that list, but he's on this list at number 1, as usual. So, the LeVar Ball and Trump, is that worth any time, gentlemen?
It's sobering that the President of the United States, on a day when we give thanks, is so needy that he needs to be given thanks, and that he takes the bait and prolongs these feuds in public. And sometimes the conspiracy theorist in me wonders, is it a diversion? Doesn't he want me paying attention to while he's doing this? And as he was doing this, Mueller's investigation broke ranks with apparently General Kelly's about to flip. So there's always that going on. But even if it wasn't, what do these tweets tell when translated into other languages and other cultures where world leaders are measuring this president? I don't think it speaks well of us.
Well, it doesn't, but there's something deeper. It isn't. We tend to be so surface focused. There's something much deeper than that with Trump and his being that is troubled itself. And that's something that not many people want to get into. 21 after the hour.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Change after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison not here. Instead, Holland Cook, Talk Radio Consultant. Say it again, Doug. Talk Radio Money Consultant. Bob Kay, who is a Talk Radio Manager. Joe Crummy, Talk Radio Veteran. I'm Doug Steffen. We've all been on the air. If we were to add up the years that collectively we have been in the business,
why?
I'm betting that we come close to 200 years of experience. Yeah. With these voices. Ah, yes.
Yeah, wow.
What's right. There right now? There's 80 of us on the air right now.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
So what does 23 and change mean?
23 and change means that that's an old radio. We were talking about our backgrounds, and Holland said accurately, Limbaugh used to be, as a matter of fact, he used a different name. I was trying to remember as you were talking about that, what he used. It was a, I want to say Christie. Jason or Jeffrey. What was it?
Jeff Christie.
Christie, that was it. Yeah.
Jeff Christie.
He used as a jock. But he was
a
newsman.
We all like those three-syllable names.
But he was also a newsman. And after the newscasts were over, I think it was KCMO in Kansas where he was notorious for this, he would comment. And the boss of the station said, well, shut the hell up. We don't care what you think about the news. And he'd always get himself trouble and fired. And that's when he sort of changed his stripes, ended up on a station in Sacramento, and the rest, as they say, is history. There's not a lot of that stuff going on now. We don't have a lot of unique voices. And I think if we did, we wouldn't have necessarily these stories as the predictable. I think, Holland, you were saying, and Bob, maybe you'd weigh in on this. Take us into the back room, Holland and Bob. And maybe, Joe, your experiences of being taken to the woodshed, being off the track or whatever, even though you're a great host, I'm sure there were people who told you that you shouldn't have done whatever it is that you just did. So
I was always being told to shut up.
That's understandable.
I did it all the time, right?
Shut up, right?
You did, Bob. Take us into the back room where you're talking to one of the talents that work on your radio station. What are you telling him or her?
Well, hopefully you've hired this person not because they just do the mechanics well, that they've got something unique to say. A case in point, you know, Joe certainly is a unique-sounding talk show host. But, you know, like Larry Elder is a guy that we found in Cleveland. He was an attorney. And Dennis Prager somehow knew him, a talk show host on Salem Radio. And say, we had to bring this guy out.
At the time. You were running KBC at the time.
Right. So we brought Larry out and tried him. We thought, gee, the time is right for something like this, and the station was totally liberal. And I'm going to take point with you, Doug. You said at one time that Rush Limbaugh really was the founder. He wasn't the founder of talk radio. He was current talk radio.
I should have put.
He was the founder of conservative radio.
Yeah.
Everybody was liberal for the most part on talk radio before Rush Limbaugh came along, and then he started saying outrageous things that nobody had ever said before, and radio stations would get complaints about, and so all of a sudden a star is born. Okay,
yeah.
Is it still that fresh today? No.
No.
Someone else will come along. You know, I mean, I had Alan Berg in Denver who was just off the wall, and he was killed because of it. He was liberal, but yet he was just the sweetest, kindest guy off the air, but knew how to entertain and rile up his listeners and get them angry. I mean, I used to get death threats because I put him on the radio station.
The skinheads murdered him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
While he was working at that station.
I later went to work at a radio station not too far from where they were.
Yeah. Well, it just is. It's a crazy world, but there is a difference. There certainly is. But you were one of those who let people be themselves. And that was, you know, I kind of, by the time I got to KBC, the interesting die had been cast. But you're right, now that I think about it, pretty much everybody was there except for Dennis, then Larry, were liberals. Certainly, Minyard, who was on the morning, was. But it's interesting. Well, Holland, I want to get your perspective on this as we continue in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hey, girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips, too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates, too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with 5 German-engineered blades.
Ding!
All you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for half the price of the other guys. Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's, one perfect razor. None of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, get an $18 shave set with an added bonus for free when you visit harrys.com and use code 2525 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 2525 for a free shave set offer. Again, it's harrys.com, code 2525. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Four after the hour, you're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show without Michael Harrison. In his place, consultant Holland Cook is here, talk radio consultant and host. He's actually doing a television program now.
Yes, we're on RT America Friday nights at 9 and 10:30 Eastern.
Yeah, look for him to be on Monday through Friday soon. Bob Kay, Bob Klopfenstein, who in many ways is a mentor of mine. He is older than I am, so it does stand to reason, yes, that he would have things to say that were more mature than perhaps my approach from time to time.
I wouldn't say that necessarily.
Juvenile approach, of course.
Yeah. No. Listen to Joe talk about juvenile approaches to things. Hey, Joe and his Evil Thoughts podcast, yes, and he does have a juvenile approach to things, but a lot of the issues are pretty juvenile as well. So and I'm trying to pick out from the list of stories that we have this week, things that we can actually have a disagreement on that has some teeth to it.
How's that working for you?
And not well, frankly. I don't see anything here. You know what? More than anything else, what affects, in my wheelhouse, Bob probably listens. There are two people that listen to pretty much every word that I say on the air. Bob is one of them. The other is a female person who is closely associated with me, not for the same reasons, although she's become a fairly interesting observer of what it is that we do on the radio. from having listened to me for the past 5 or 6 years, pretty much incessantly. And so the idea of talking about people and their accomplishments, David Cassidy and his interesting life, and Charles Manson and his horror pack life. I said, I think on the air, I think Kara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, somebody must have loved Charles Manson. And then after that, I think we had a discussion about the women who marry men who are in prison. Why in the name of God would any woman be attracted to somebody like Charles Manson and want to marry them? And it became an interesting study on personality. But think about it. Why would you do that? What is there that's missing in somebody who would become interested in a guy like Charles Manson and want to marry him?
Financial gain.
Mm-hmm. You think that's all it is? Married to Charles Manson.
The rights to the story may or may not have value. Does the guy own real estate somewhere? Has he got an estate? I suspect it's not romantic.
No way. That's possible. But the reason I think somebody would want to marry him would be the same reason they would want to be one of his devotees in the first place. Probably why.
Right.
You know, you think, well, here's a guy, he's misunderstood. Right, probably, and he's powerful because he's the center of attention. You understand that too, as well, and you're buying what he's selling.
I'm not buying what he's selling.
I understand. Me neither. Right. I'm not buying it either.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't think it's so much about the money. But Holland does. He's close when he talks about the fact that they have assets. And that's what the women are interested in. And I'm going to open up a huge can of worms here by saying, and dragging David Cassidy into it, women are attracted to powerful men. And in this, all of this sexual harassment stuff, I'm going to open up a big can here and everybody's going to jump on me. But all of this, it's going to bump up against that politically correct thing. And the thing is that a lot of women, or not a lot, but there are women who are attracted to powerful men. That is a fact, and that is not going to change no matter how we do this.
Joe, you just put your finger on something that I think is going to be profound with Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein. We're told that... there are nude pictures of Texas Congressman Joe Barton on the internet. Yuck.
I can't unsee those.
Newspapers in Detroit say John Conyers should resign. You know what the silver lining is going to be in all of this? Is for the last dozen or so years, the manners, the civility that were imprinted upon us by our parents has been dissed as quote-unquote political correctness. Maybe this is a big self-correction and that the pendulum is swinging back toward an appreciation for manners and civility, because this cascade of misbehavior that we're being regaled with, where is Al Franken? He's spent his entire life in front of the cameras and microphones, and anybody ought to be comfortable reciting, facing the public, the statement that instead he's hiding behind online. It begs the question, is there more? So I think some good's going to come of this, because after we've been dazed by all of these revelations, I think what comes out of this is, can't we be better behaved? Maybe this whole notion of political correctness has been a ripoff.
A ripoff? Wow.
Political manners have been dashed for so long that this stuff has ensued.
Okay.
Throw something else in the ring
please.
Here on,
yeah,
on Charles Manson?
I
think part of Charles Manson's intrigue could be the suspense and the fear of the possibility of this guy. He's dangerous. You don't know what he's going to do next. Who goes to see all of the slasher hacker films? It's not men.
No.
It's women. That's who they make those
films would have been great on talk radio.
Yes, he would have been.
What next?
Mm-hmm. You just said something, Bob, that's very compelling, very interesting.
Thank you.
The observation that women go to these hacker slasher movies and to the horror movies in general.
I hadn't really thought about that.
It's That's come through the years. Remember the old song? Women like the leader of the pack. They got danger, the thrill of the threat of something happening.
Forbidden fruit.
There you go.
Who did? The Shangri-Las did that, right? Leader of the pack?
I think so.
Leader of the pack.
We saw them the other night.
The Shangri-Las? Yeah. Did we? No, they were
No, it was the Shirelles.
Yeah. The Shirelles.
I think it's about power, though, too, as well. I mean, we were talking about David Cassidy. Don't you think back in the day, in 1971, David Cassidy in Hollywood would have had his way with anybody he wanted, and it wouldn't have been sexual harassment. He could have grabbed him by the thong or whatever it was, and most of the time it would have been just fine.
They would have lined up for it. He was the teen idol. By the way, fun fact, the Partridge Family was based upon which real-life singing family?
Cowsills.
Yeah, that's right, the Cowsills, who apparently didn't test well.
We talked about, someone talked a little bit ago about, you know, why aren't we hearing these allegations in radio? Well, I'm here to tell you today, having been in radio for many years, it goes on as much in radio as it does in motion pictures and any other part of the entertainment industry. But radio is small potatoes as far as people see in the general public eye. You know, they want the bigger meat, which is motion pictures and television.
Isn't that, think about that for a second. It is. Well, let's think about it for a couple of seconds while I do something.
Yeah, let's move
bring
on.
Bring a couple of bucks through the door here. 43 past the hour. This week's Talk Radio Review, courtesy of Holland Cook, Bob Kay, Joe Crummy. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus. Holland will love this because he's Mr. Techie. Have you examined Vivint Smart Home Systems, Mr. Techie? That could be your claim to be. You could be Mr. Techie. Bob's pretty good at it, but I think Holland really has mastered skills.
He's my mentor.
Home is acres and acres at the massive, mind-boggling Consumer Electronics Show.
Isn't that comes up fairly soon? Isn't that right after
in January?
Year? Yeah, right. So we'll see you, Holland, checking out Vivint Smart Home. A lot of other people will do that as well, as they're up and coming in the provider world. They want to make your home smarter. They want to make your life easier. And they can do it. They can deliver the doorbell cameras. Imagine somebody ringing the bell and you go to your iPhone and you can see who's at the door, even if you're not home. How about them apples? And when you go away, whether you're on a vacation or you're going to work in the morning, you leave the house, set the thermostat at 50 degrees this time of year, and on your way back home, you use your smartphone to set the temperature back up to 65 or whatever it is, so the home is nice and warm and cozy when you get there. But during the day, you haven't wasted a lot of money heating or in the summertime cooling the house. It's nothing but practical sense. So there are a lot of different reasons. If you go to the DJV show website, you can see the banner ad for Vivint Smart Home Technology. Look it over, check it out, and then do yourself a favor. Get the people from Vivint to come to your home, give you an appraisal, an assessment, and you'll find out how easy it is to get into this and how wonderfully well it will suit your lifestyle. That's Vivint Home Systems. The smart home of the future is here now. Call 855-718-6167. That's 855-718-6167. Yep. The smart home of the future is at your doorstep now. Call Vivint Smart Home and unlock the door. 855-718-6167.
Lumber Liquidators is slashing prices on their most popular floors so you can get exclusive Black Friday weekend deals like 50% off Brazilian cherry waterproof wood look tile, 50% off Bellawood dark Caspian chestnut pre-finished hardwood, 32% off water resistant laminate like Tuscan fusion maple, plus more deals at your local store and special financing. The yellow and Black Friday flooring sale ends Tuesday. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or lumberliquidators.com today.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Listen, our business could use a new laptop. And Office Depot Office Max has huge Black Friday doorbusters. Save $400 on an HP laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i7 processor. Only $449.99. It starts at OfficeDepot.com on Thursday at 12:01 a.m. and in-store Friday at 7:45 a.m. Go ahead. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max. Taking care of business. Limit one.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. As Americans celebrate Thanksgiving this week, children in schools across the nation are learning about how the first pilgrims relied on Native Americans to survive their first year. The members of tribes indigenous to this land taught the new settlers many things, including how to grow food and identify toxic plants. Today, there's still a lot we can learn from Native American tribes. Did you know that there are about 150 tribal courts across the United States? Unlike state and federal courts that use an adversarial system to resolve disputes, many tribal courts use a different approach. Legal experts describe it as a holistic philosophy that focuses not just on punishment and providing victims with payment, but on bringing harmony and peace to the community. Let's be fair. In recent years, U.S. courts have actually adopted some of this philosophy by promoting alternatives to litigation, like mediation and arbitration. This Thanksgiving, learn how alternative dispute resolution often leaves people thankful they ditched their lawsuit and tried something new. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
We have tried something new on the countdown today, having Holland Cook, who's not been on this program, I don't think, before. Bob Kay has not been here. Joe Crummy putting all of us together. Michael Harrison probably back in the fold next week. He's a grandfather, and he's taking a great deal. Michael's not the kind of guy, we all know him well, who will talk a lot about himself or his family. He and I have more of those conversations because we have a different sort of relationship. But he's so pleased with this is the first time, and we identify with that because I'm a first time and probably only time grandfather, unless my son gets to work. But Michael has got one son, Matthew, and we all know him because he works with talkers as well. And he's got his new baby, and he's all over it. He's just having a great time already.
You know what? And that is the first time someone has ever been reproductively shamed.
How do you mean?
You were talking about your son. You were talking about your son. You reproductively shamed him.
My son is not married, and he and I have been exploring. He's been discussing it with me for the past couple of months, having a surrogate to have a child with. And it's an interesting... when he first came to me with the idea, I thought, wow, that'd be pretty interesting.
How much does he have to spend?
Well, it would cost a few bucks, and that's why he was talking to me. Why do you think he was having a conversation with me?
Well, I'll talk to you directly. I understand guys can conceive now, so, I mean, I'm open.
Guys can conceive? Yeah. You want to get in on it?
Well, I guess what you do is you plant it in me. Isn't that true?
I don't know. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
For the right price.
That Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger were in about him having twins. Was that twins?
Hmm.
The Schwarzenegger movie where he got pregnant and had a baby? Don't you remember that movie? Come on. You guys don't remember that movie?
And such a classic.
And the countdown continues, right? There's Holland bringing us back in. But see, these are the kind of conversations that Michael and I have all the time, Holland.
Yeah.
Getting off onto
I love it.
Some of the things that are not necessarily a part of these lists, because the lists become pedantic. We have the same conversation every week because it's the same stuff. Every week, and that's my
beef on the list this week is likely to vault to number one next week is this net neutrality thing.
Yes,
That is going to be marching in the street material in a week or so because we're also dependent on it. A lot of people hearing this show right now are listening on the internet,
right? And they didn't know this was going on. I think you're right about that. I think this is a rally. This is perhaps the first time there will be a real. In the Trump administration, a real challenge to the authority that they have taken. I think there's going to be a lot of people, and for good reason, too, by the way, because this is something that both sides agree on, and especially I have a show I do called The American Family Farmer. This is going to wreak havoc with rural America like you wouldn't believe. So it's something to watch. I think you're right, Holland. So maybe I'll have you come back again next week to talk about it with Michael and me. Thanks to Holland Cook. And Bob Kay and to Joe Crummy on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 10 before the hour.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 53 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, Holland Cook, Bob Kay, Joe Crummy. One of the things that is a part of the general conversation on good entertaining talk radio programs is the entertainment world, television, movies, the changes in our preferences. We were talking about the net neutrality issue. How will that impact Netflix and Amazon and all these other outfits that are trying to do movies and TV shows? The download reality is that we all watch. I became a fan of House of Cards, which is now going away because of Spacey and his conduct. But wasn't that the watershed? Wasn't that how it all started with Netflix, really? People going,
yeah, the original programming that has got HBO and the network sitting up straight.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that is a part of conversation, there is all of this gossip stuff that has become sort of is leaking into conversation radio, the stuff from E! Entertainment Television and the business that you get from watching what's-his-face on, TJX or TMZ or whatever.
Oh, TMZ there, yeah.
Yeah, right. And so as part of that, I think some of us waft off into conversations. I was talking about a couple of movies that I've seen this week. There's a trailer floating around for a movie featuring Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks. Steven Spielberg has created The Post, which
as in
deals
the Washington Post.
Yeah. So what's your read on that, if you'll pardon the pun again, Holland.
Well, you're going to see the trailer if you go to the movies this weekend. Tom Hanks is legendary Post editor Ben Bradley, and Meryl Streep is a dead ringer for Katharine Graham.
Yeah.
Like when she channeled Margaret Thatcher, she has become Katharine Graham, and it's all about the Pentagon Papers. And this comes on the heels of a movie that I think came and went. I missed it, but it was Liam Neeson as Mark Felt, who late in life came out as Deep Throat during Watergate.
Yep.
So in a year, we've had a couple of different movies where somebody off in soft focus in the background is doing Richard Nixon.
Yep, right, on a phone. Sort of, it sounds like a phone.
And, but that trailer for The Post looks riveting.
Powerful.
And it was a chapter a generation ago that is going to be new to anybody, maybe even in their 40s, who was not politically aware during the Vietnam War.
Do we have anybody anywhere who's like these guys? You hear Walter Cronkite's voice in the trailer as well as part of the scene at the time. But think about the only thing I've it's interesting because as we look at some of the sexual misconduct allegations, apparently Peter Jennings, who was the anchor, the main anchor for many years at ABC, was a kind of a bad actor, it would seem. Lech, the stories that have come out about him after the fact. But the people that you hear discussing these things, they say, oh, well, it was part of, you know, it's what everybody expected. Now, all those people are gone. Charlie Rose is gone. And are there others? I mean, who's left that's an iconic figure that comes to me? George Stephanopoulos, he doesn't have the stature that those other guys did, those early guys. And, you know, you look at the morning shows or the evening newscast, David Muir, who the hell is he?
Yeah. You know, when you talk about the kind of journalism from Watergate or the Pentagon Papers, breaking the big story, I continue to be impressed by Rachel Maddow, who must have a huge staff and the phone must be ringing off the wall, because things like that old Donald Trump tax return just show up on her show.
Yeah,
they seem to
good.
Be digging in the old school TV journalism way that people hark back to nostalgically when you say Uncle Walter.
But the difference between that and this is that you never knew what Walter Cronkite's politics. You sort of, you may have said, and at the end we all knew what his politics were, but you didn't know what Peter Jennings, you didn't know what Huntley and Brinkley's politics were, you didn't know what these guys who were household names, you didn't know what their politics were. With
You'd
Rachel,
like to think they were playing it straight, huh?
Yeah, right. And with Rachel, there's no pretense because MSNBC is left of center. She is as well. But I agree with you. She's very smart and comes across well most of the time. And so in that circumstance, that's the new age, apparently. That's where it go. It doesn't go down the road of credibility. It just goes down the road of gotcha. And there's a big, big difference. And I don't know whether radio is, people on the radio are trying to be that or not. But it's it is a different time, that's for sure. And you guys have represented the change well. Holland Cook, Bob Kay, Joe Crummy, thank you for being here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, 59 past the hour. Happy.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.